Welcome to 360 Degrees Life Podcast. This is episode 2, and in this segment we are going to explore an article that I wrote in Medium about repetitive thinking patterns. The title is Your Mind Playing Like a Broken Record? How to Exit the Thinking Patterns That Don't Serve Us. To start with, I have some questions for you. Do you have thoughts in your head that keep on repeating over and over again, day after day, month after month, or even year after year? Something that you want to start doing, or you want to stop doing, or a challenging conversation that you want to have with someone? Does it keep on happening in your head with no output to the external world? So we might have some thoughts that just resides in our mind, and they're thoughts that just sit in there and they keep on repeating like this broken record, just a loop that keeps on happening in our mind. And it could be about something that you want to start doing, but you're not actually starting, you're just thinking about, but you always have it on top of your head. Or something that you want to stop doing, you want to quit smoking, or you want to stop an habit that doesn't serve you. Or you want to have a challenging conversation with someone, and you got and rehearsed the conversation over and over again, and you got all emotions going on. So does this thinking affect your mood, your emotions, and make you feel in a certain way? When you're charged with negativity, does it affect your relationship and performances? And also, when you look at yourself, does this make you run a low self-esteem just because you are not the best version of yourself? Is this broken record playing from morning till night? Sometime it might happen that we wake up and the first thought in the morning is the last thought that we had before when we place our head in the pillow just before to fall asleep. And I even took a while to get to sleep because this thinking pattern that kept on running over and over and over again. And first in the morning, the eyes, they open up again and we start full on thinking about that again. It doesn't seem there is no way out. So if the answer to these questions that I just asked is yes, don't worry, you're not alone. This repeating mode is called rumination, the act of thinking of something for a long time. You know, when you ruminate, you just go over and over again. And ruminating is also the act of herbivores, if is that the right way to say. Herbivores that they just eat, digest, and then brings up the food again and eat it again. So ruminating is actually not being able to digest, in this case of mind, not being able to digest or not being able to let go of this type of thinking. So have you ever wondered how you can exit the ruminating state? It is possible by developing self-awareness. Let's explore first, before to go into self-awareness, let's explore the dynamics of our mind. It is studied that we have 60,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. And up to 95%, some people they say 60%, some people say 95%, are the ones from the day before. The pattern of the broken record and rumination take place in that percentage, the 60 to 95% of our thoughts. The more we keep on thinking about something, the more the emotion charges the thought, and the more the emotions feed the thought, the more we develop a feeling for it. Let me say this again. The more we keep on thinking about something, the more the emotion charges the thought. The more the emotion charges or feeds the thought, the more we develop a feeling for it. This means that we cannot feel something if we didn't think about that something. If we didn't think consciously, but also unconsciously or subconsciously, because we have embedded this pattern of thinking within us that we don't have to think about. It just happens in a default mode. And so when we attach this emotion to the thinking, when the emotion charges the thought, we associate it with the thought. We can associate it positively or negatively, but we associate it with the thought, because energy, which is the one that fuels the thought, the energy, it doesn't discriminate positive or negative, it just gets what it gets. You know, where the attention goes is where the energy flows. So this fuels the energy that runs throughout our body and gives us a sense of being alive. Therefore, our thoughts feed on emotion and meaning. Once a thinking pattern gets enough energy, it starts running stronger on its own in a default mode. So our thoughts feed emotions and also meaning. The things that we give meaning to in the 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day, the ones that we give meaning to is the one that we keep on thinking about. So we charge it with emotion, becomes energy and becomes a feeling. There are various techniques to interrupt the broken record thinking. Here are five ways. First, realization. When you realize that you are experiencing the broken record, you become aware. And by becoming aware, you are able to dissociate from the thought. You now have the chance to let go of it. And when you dissociate, the thought loses some of its energy and its hook on you. So realization. We're talking before association, right? When we associate to the thought with the emotion, when it runs throughout our body, we are associate. It's within. We can perceive, but if we don't realize, the thought keeps on running within, developing a stronger feeling. And so if we realize, then we are able to dissociate. And if we dissociate, the thought or the energy of the thought, the feeling, it just changes perspective. And when we dissociate, the thought actually loses some energy. It's hooked on us. Number two is thinking about what you're thinking. If you realize that you're thinking again about the same thing, if you realize, right, try to think about what you're thinking. For example, if you're thinking about X, you say, okay, I'm going to think about X. And watch the space. You might find some silence which breaks the state. You realize that you're thinking about X. Okay, and as you realize, you say, okay, I'm going to think about X. And just try to think about X. You cannot think about that. You find a space. You find some silence. You find a break in that thinking. And that's the exit door. Number three, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath by imagining that you are inhaling all the emotion that you are feeling. A deep, long, slow breath. Once you feel full of air, exhale energetically, pushing out all that you feel inside. Let it blow away as if it is carried by the wind. Let it blow away like a balloon that is not attached anymore to a string and it flies away, like if a kite, it just takes off on its own and you can't hold it anymore. Dissociation, this is another dissociation. It's a part of the NLP basic that we're going to explore in another episode. Number four, do some exercise. Energize your body to change the state. Do some stretching, lift your arms up and stretch up high. Do some push-up, some squat. Put some energizing music on and dance or whatever comes to mind. It will break your thinking. And number five, use the broken record technique. While I was exploring the broken record thinking, I found that there is a broken record technique. This broken record technique, if you want to know more about, you can explore it by the author Lee Anderson. And so the broken record technique is basically to be, if someone comes and they say attack you or blames you and point the finger, they say you're dealing with a narcissist. If you're just pointing the finger and you did this and you did that and you are like this and you are like that, the way that you answer is like if it's a broken record, you go, for example, that's your opinion. Yeah, but you this and that, and I say, yeah, but that's your opinion. Yeah, but when this and that, and it's like, yeah, but that's your opinion. And if you're able to remain objective and unemotional and be able to understand that, yeah, it is his or her opinion about it. All right, this broken record repeating the same thing creates this separation from whoever is attacking to create this emotional duel, right? So in this case, in what we are talking about now, the broken record thinking as I was defining it, if you apply the broken record technique, is like an homeopathic to the repetitive mind. So if you repeat an affirmation to yourself, recognizing that you're not your thought, for example, you keep on thinking about something and say, okay, yeah, right, yeah, okay, I'm not my thoughts though. Okay, yeah. If you keep going and going and going, and you again, and you're able to do this broken record technique, then repeating this affirmation to yourself, eventually you will find a break as well. One important thing to remember is that it's not a fight. Don't fight your mind. Don't try to stop it. You are not your thoughts. Observe. Become self-aware. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, share it and comment and get in touch. And thank you. And till next, ciao.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.